what kind of goodies did our buddy bring in the treasure box? Ah, a mirror. Pretty cool.
So that you'll be worrying about what you're doing and not what other people are doing.
Okay. That's the old thing, when you point a finger at someone, you got three pointing back at you. Do you remember that? Good job. Good job. Pretty cool. Yeah. Did you guys watch the Olympics? Yeah. What did you think of it? What's your favorite part of watching the Olympics? What event did you watch?
Swimming.
Okay, swimming. Anybody else? What?
Running.
Alex?
Bicycles.
Okay, the bicycle? Okay. Yeah.
Canoe.
Oh, very cool.
Canoe.
Really? Yeah. Well, you know what? You think it'd be realistic if in 4 years you showed up at the Olympic trials and said, you know, I watched the Olympics 4 years ago and I think I can do this. Would that be very realistic? What do you think those Olympic folks have to do to be that good?
Train.
Yeah.
For a long time.
Yeah. Years and years. And some of them get really good. There's a guy from Jamaica named Usain Bolt. Did you see him? He like turns over his shoulder and like waves at people as he runs by. Now he's really, really good. He's got a lot of talent, but he practices really hard and he becomes like the best in the world. Now, the reason I'm mentioning the Olympics is in the gospel, when Jesus says, strive to come through the narrow door, he says, strive. That word is, in English, pretty close to the word agony. Now, if you looked at some of the Olympic guys' faces when they're running and they're finishing the finish line, and you notice on their face, it's like they're in a lot of pain, and they're sweating, and they're dropping, and they're falling down, and they get to the end. And even if they don't win, a lot of them say, I'm just glad to be here, because I was at least in the race. And they'll do whatever they can do to finish the race, right? Well, that's the same thing that Jesus is talking about now. And like the folks that said, Lord, you know, we ate with you and you caught in our streets. And we saw, it's like, hey, I watched the Olympics on TV. That should make me able to run an Olympic marathon, right? And I don't think so. Just because you saw it on TV doesn't mean that you're going to be able to participate in the race. Just because you came to church, so what? Just because you come to church doesn't mean that you're close to God. You know? You can put a tuxedo on a monkey, but you know what it still is? It's a monkey, right? Just because you put a tuxedo, just because you come to church doesn't mean that you have your heart in the right place. And that's what Jesus is saying to these folks, because the people that were asking the question, they were the Jewish folks, those were the people that went to church. And they were expecting Jesus to say, oh yeah, you guys are all cool. You guys are great because you come here. But got to watch out for that guy across the street because he doesn't come. So he's not in the club. All of you guys are in the club and we're good to go. And Jesus didn't say that. Now, what is this thing about entering the narrow door? Did you hear that? Enter the narrow door? Well, everybody in Jesus' time would have known what that meant. But we don't have a clue, right? We just think it's just some skinny little door. Well, what he's talking about is Jerusalem was this huge city and it was like a fort. They had these huge walls around the city. And out in front, they had these huge doors that would open. You know, kind of like the, you know, you watch Harry Potter and they got these big doors that swing open. Well, when those big doors swung open, everybody could go in, right? It's not what Jesus is saying. He's not like throwing the doors open and saying, y'all come, you know, just because you're sort of watching this on TV or just because you're sitting here, come on in. There was another door. And what this door was, is it was almost like running a maze. Have you ever done one of those puzzles where you got to draw the little guy going through all the thing and there's all those different turns? Well, this narrow door, you came up to it and there was a door and you had to go in and you had to turn to the left and then there was another door and you had to turn to the right and there was another door and you had to turn this way and there was only room for one person to go through at a time. And you know what you couldn't fit through that door? A spear or a sword. Because those were just too big. You couldn't get through. And that was a security deal. That if you wanted to get in, you had to go through the narrow door. So what Jesus is saying is, you know, you got to strive for it. You got to really want it. You know, just like these Olympic athletes want it, you got to want it. And it's not just a matter of showing up on Sunday and getting your ticket punched. You know? Cha-ching. Thanks for playing. Don't think so. You know, Jesus is calling us, all of us, even, you know, you guys that are younger than all of these folks. But it doesn't matter. All of us, no matter how big or how small, always have to bring our hearts to the Lord. Every day. And He will bless you. Even if you're Sophie's age or Zoe's age or my age. You know, it's not a matter of getting our ticket punched, but it's a matter of giving our hearts and our lives to Jesus so that we can enter into His kingdom. And that's what this whole story is about, is talking about the kingdom. And even in the first reading, Jesus says people are going to come from the north and the south, from the east and the west. People that have never heard about the kingdom of God will come. And it's like, what makes all of those people able to come? Not that they got their ticket punched, or not that they belong to the right club, but their hearts strive and long for God. That's the main thing. That your heart is open to the Lord. Okay? And that ties right back into what you had with your mirror, because I can't look out here and say, all of you people are doing it wrong, and these guys are all doing it right. I can only hold up that mirror and look at me and say, where's my heart? Where's my heart in all of this? And I think that bringing that mirror was a really great idea, because that's exactly what we need to do. Not look at everybody else, but always look at our own hearts. Okay? Make sense? You sure? You're not just kidding me? Alrighty. Well, thank you all. God bless.